Traceability requirements. Traceability includes the ability to identify the origin of materials and parts, the processing history of the product, and its distribution path, including the final destination for after-delivery service. While traceability enables reviewing the history of a product, a key benefit is that this wealth of data enables future-oriented data analytics when paired with other data. Traceability identifies who, what, where, when, and why. Who indicates the parties involved in the transfer of ownership between them? What indicates the class, lot, or instance of a product, as well as other data such as expiration date, product warnings, and ingredients? Where indicates specific locations of events? When indicates the date and time of events? Why indicates the nature of the event, such as processing or delivery to the customer? Requirements related to traceability include inventory identification and documentation. Transportation documentation. Adherence to traceability standards. Adherence to product recall guidelines. Inventory identification and documentation. Inventory identification has multiple layers. The supply chain includes a number of traceable objects, from individual products, to cartons, to master cartons, to pallets, to truckloads, and so on. Assets such as trucks, containers, or rail cars are also traceable objects. Identification. ID codes can be assigned to all of these types of traceable objects. Some traceable objects are uniquely identified only up to a certain level, while others are identified at all three of the following levels. Class. At the class level, a product or part ID code identifies the unique product or part class. If the engineering specifications change, so will this ID. Batch/lot. At the batch or lot level, a batch or lot ID code creates a subset of the class, such as one based on manufacturing time and location, instance. At the instance level, a unique serialized ID identifies a unique instance of a product. The right level of identification is based on risk and feasibility. Products and raw materials that could pose risks to workers or consumers should always be identified at the batch/lot level and sometimes at the instance level. Items that pose few risks, such as product packaging, could be identified only at the class level. Feasibility plays a role in identification since it may be impractical, impossible, or too expensive to assign unique IDs to some items. Both source items and make items require lot control and maintaining lot number traceability. Some items may need control by serial number. Note that a finished goods parts or ingredients could be subject to different levels of identification. Tuna loins, for example, are identified at the instance level for one large container of tuna loins used as a raw material input, but other ingredients such as olive oil or the cans are identified only at the batch/lot level. For products identified at the instance level, the organization needs a serial number system that will assign a unique ID number to each item, control the issuance of those numbers to prevent counterfeits, and enable maintenance and tracking of those numbers. For some products, these unique instance-level serial numbers will be used and recorded by supply chain partners as the goods traverse the supply chain. In other cases, for practical purposes, a carton or case is assigned an instance-level ID and only this is tracked. Regardless, the manufacturer maintains records on the unique IDs within a given carton or case, but it becomes harder to prove that the specific instance of an item was actually in that carton. Inventory identification is enabled using tracking technology, which is discussed elsewhere. Transportation documentation. All goods being transported from one place to another have documentation requirements. This includes invoices, packing lists, and various types of bills of lading or waybills, which serve as a contract between the shipper and the carrier and are the basis for freight claims for damages. All of this documentation needs to identify the inventory being moved by class, lot, and or instance ID. Goods being imported or exported have additional documentation requirements. The certificate of origin is a document attesting to a shipment's country of origin, ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary. It must be signed by the exporter's Chamber of Commerce as proof. It is also used by importing countries to specify the tariff on the goods. Inventory and traceability systems must provide country of origin information to customers. It is also required documentation for international shipments. Exhibit 6-45 shows a certificate of origin. Exhibit 6-45, Certificate of Origin. A similar document is required of manufacturers. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a certificate of manufacture or manufacturer's affidavit as a document that attests that the goods were manufactured in the exporter's country. It is provided and signed by the exporter's Chamber of Commerce. Other international import documentation requirements can include certificates of free sale that indicate a product can be sold in the given country, for example, to prevent defective items being sold, certificates of inspection that attest to the value and authenticity of goods, or import licenses, which indicate that certain goods can be imported. From an international export perspective, a key document is a shipper's export declaration, SED, which is called Electronic Export Information, EEI in the U.S. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines this as an export/import document prepared by the shipper before a shipment can be exported and presented to a government authority of the country in which the shipper resides, specifies details on the goods to be shipped, including their value, weight, and destination. Certain goods controlled for military or political reasons may also require an export license. Adherence to traceability standards. Organizations need to adhere to the traceability standards required by the nations in which they operate. Many ISO standards include traceability requirements, but these are general requirements to adhere to applicable national traceability requirements for a given product or service. One widely used standard that includes a traceability requirement is ISO 9001. It includes subclause 8.52, Identification and Traceability, which requires identification of outputs of an operation when product conformity is needed to establish and maintain the status of those goods, for example, undamaged, and if required, to uniquely identify products in use and retain related ID documentation. Traceability is also incorporated into many industry-specific ISO standards. These can be quite specific, such as for cocoa traceability. Examples include air and space, medical and biotechnology devices and products, farming, feed, and food chains, including wild-caught fish and game, steel and steel products, plastic pipes, gears, etc., oil and gas, including related equipment, consumer product safety, radio frequency identification tagging requirements. Another international traceability standard was developed by GS1. GS1 is a nonprofit global supply chain standard-setting body that has over 1 million organizations as members. The organization introduced the barcode in 1974. GS1's traceability standard is GS1 GTS2, Global Traceability Standard 2.0. GS1 GTS2 is an international standard intended to enable traceability solutions to be interoperable and scalable. It does this by providing open standards for traceability system design, providing a framework for regional and local standard development, and providing a consistent way to identify traceable objects and related time and location-based events over the product's lifetime. It has capacity building and implementation services in 115 countries, adherence to product recall guidelines. Traceability enables targeted product recalls. Rather than recalling all the class of items, the recall can be by batch or lot. This requires chain of custody information on the downstream history of those products, all the way down to specific end customers when known, drugs, implanted medical devices, automobiles. The use of product registration cards can facilitate identification of purchasers. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines two terms that are related to restricting recalls to specific lots as follows. Lot traceability. The ability to identify the lot or batch number of product in terms of one or all the following. Its composition, purchase parts, manufacturing date, or shipped items. In certain regulated industries, lot traceability may be a legislative requirement. Lot control. A set of procedures, for example, assigning unique batch numbers and tracking each batch, used to maintain lot integrity from raw materials from the supplier through manufacturing to consumers. Recall guidelines are specific to the jurisdiction. There may be guidelines related to the following. Mandatory and timely reporting to the applicable regulatory body of information that reasonably supports the conclusion that a distributed product fails to comply with specific legislation or regulations, contains a defect that represents a substantial product hazard or creates an unreasonable risk of serious injury or death. Reporting of related deaths, serious injuries, or liability lawsuits and their disposition. Reporting of specific lots needing recall, the pattern or nature of the defect or issue, and its severity and likelihood. Required communications, the media to use, and their timing. Communications may need to take place through multiple forms of media. There may be guidelines on the specific contents of the communications, such as including a picture of the product. A hotline may need to be established. Communications include the recall notification, a confirmation of the recall having occurred, and recall closeout. Maintenance or related documentation, such as the production and distribution records, as well as records of claims or lawsuits. Many recall guidelines contain confidentiality protections. There may be a fast-track program for emergency recalls and a normal program for lower-risk recalls.